Our story today, a classic called Pearls. Jenny was a bright-eyed, pretty five-year-old girl. One day, when she and her mother were checking out at the grocery store, Jenny saw a plastic pearl necklace priced at $250. Oh, she wanted that necklace. And when she asked her mother if she could buy it for her, mom said, "Well, it is a pretty necklace, but it costs an awful lot of money. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you the necklace, and when we get home, you can make up a list of chores you can do to pay for the necklace. And don't forget, for your birthday, Grandma, this might give you a whole dollar bill okay, too." Well, Jenny agreed, and her mom bought the pearl necklace for her. Jenny worked on her chores very hard every day, and sure enough, her grandma gave her a brand new dollar bill for her birthday. Soon, Jenny had paid off the pearls. How Jenny loved those pearls. She wore them everywhere, to kindergarten, to bed, when she went out with her mother to run errands. The only time she didn't wear them was in the shower. Her mom told her that they'd turn her neck green. Now, Jenny had a very loving daddy. When Jenny went to bed, he'd get up from his chair every night and read Jenny her favorite story. One night, when he finished the story, he said, "Jenny, do you love me?" "Oh, yes, Daddy, you know I love you," the little girl said. "Well, then, give me your pearls." "Oh, Daddy, not my pearls," Jenny said. "But you can have Rosie, my favorite doll. Remember her? You gave her to me last year for my birthday. And you gave her the tea party outfit, too. You can have that, okay?" "Oh, no, darling, that's okay." And her father brushed her cheek with a kiss. "Good night, little one." A week later, her father once again asked Jenny after her story, "Do you love me?" "Oh, yes, Daddy, you know I love you." "Well, then give me your pearls." "Oh, Daddy, not my pearls. You can have Ribbons, my toy horse. Remember her? She's my favorite. Her hair is so soft, and you can play with it and braid it and everything. You can have Ribbons if you want to, Daddy," said the little girl to her father. "No, that's okay," her father said, and brushed her cheek again with a kiss. "God bless you, little one. Sweet dreams." Several days later, when Jenny's father came in to read her story, Jenny was sitting on her bed, and her lip was trembling. "Here, Daddy," she said, and she held out her hand. She opened it, and her beloved pearl necklace was inside. She let it slip into her father's hand. With one hand, her father held the plastic pearls, and with the other, he pulled out of his pocket a blue velvet box. Inside of the box were real, genuine, beautiful pearls. He had them all along. He was waiting for Jenny to give up the cheap stuff so he could give her the real thing. So it is with our Heavenly Father. He's waiting for us to give up the cheap things in our lives so he can give us beautiful treasure. Isn't God good? Are you holding on to things which God wants you to let go of? Are you holding on to harmful relationships, habits, or activities which have become so attached it seems impossible to let go? Sometimes it's so hard to see what's in the other hand. But do believe this one thing: God will never take away something without giving you something better in its place. Matthew 13:45-46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.